Bangkok Newsline, bamboo is a symbol of sustainability at ISF 2025. 278 trillion rupiah green investment pledges signed at the ISF, and here is the complete details. Indonesia's Coordinating Ministry for Infrastructure and Regional Development set the use of bamboo as the central theme of 2025 Indonesia International Sustainability Forum, or ISF. Represents a strong symbol of sustainability. Deputy for Basic Infrastructure Rahmat Kaimuddin, in a statement on Sunday, said that through this symbolism, ISF urges all stakeholders to move beyond discussion and take collective action to bring real change for the planet and future generations. Indonesia's Investment and Downstreaming Ministry announced that green investment commitments worth $17.47 billion were secured during 2025 Indonesia International Sustainability Forum, or ISF, in Jakarta. According to the ministry statement on Sunday, during the two-day event held on October the 10th until the 11th, 2025, the commitments were formalized through 13 memoranda of understanding and 3 declarations covering clean energy, marine, carbon, forestry, and green infrastructure sectors. Listener, that was the newsline from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sang pemimpin. various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Beach, which is located in Sukhabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukhabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history. It has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a solemn stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyairorokido's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas onto the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this
beach. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hi VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. The song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
Thank you.
And it will surface voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, commodity clove from North Lombok in West Nusa Tenggara has successfully entered the market in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. The head of West Nusa Tenggara Trade Office, Jamaluddin Maladi, said that the export achievement marks the revival of the region's leading commodities, and he emphasized that this momentum should be seen as part of efforts to encourage downstreaming and enhance the added value of local products. And this might be a wake-up call for everybody who is coming to West Nusa Tenggara. If you are coming to, well, a lot of places in Indonesia, make sure that you get to buy a local, support locally owned resorts, shops, cafes, so that your visit to Indonesia not only enjoyable, but also it will support the local people.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti sampai tembusan lampunya dari hati lalu di tanah air udara kawan cermat ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati alami samudra untuk menemuinya di sana. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membias kukan dada sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalu di tanah air udara kawan camat ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati alami samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah awal.
When you see this cake, like, you might think it's a pancake or dorayaki. But this is Khamir cake from Pemalang, Central Java. Khamir cake comes from a mix of Arab and Javanese culture. It's made from flour, eggs, sugar, and fermented cassava or tape, giving it a unique taste, sweet, soft, and slightly. It looks like Japanese dorayaki or American pancakes, but khamir is denser and has a special flavor from fermented cassava. While dorayaki is filled with red bean paste and pancakes are served with syrup, khamir can be enjoyed plain or with modern toppings. So, have you tried kue khamir? If not, you must try it.
Hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti, sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah, karena waktu ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan.
If you got something to say, you can go to our WhatsApp. Please save our WhatsApp number +62 821 238 12130. Once again, +62 821 238 12130. And I'm checking the WhatsApp now. We got a message from our beloved Caleb Abbas, who shared two screenshots of his comment on our RID Digital mobile app, in which he was looking at the VOI talk about Prabowo's speech at UNGA, the talk was in September, and he commented it on Sunday, and he said, "Hello, selamat pagi, Unika is a good presenter." And he is asking us to extend his greetings and compliments to Unika. Well, in Caleb Abbas, we has been making sure that Unika knows about it. We are so thank you for checking on our contents. By the way, on RID Digital listener, just like Caleb Abbas has did, you can not only listen to the Voice of Indonesia live broadcast, but also you can also check our podcasts, VOI Talk, and many other contents on the application. More from the Voice of Indonesia is waiting for you, so stay tuned with us at RID World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di sini, aku memikirkan. Oh,
of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Hello listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy!
Ope nuai amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami, tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi. Adorak suni dokon, jumulohami marsatabi. Amang batara guru mudul, batara guru pada potang. Namalo mangazari, jojor-jojor manuturi. Asamar guru hami tupati nyamata debata, baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
We'll be right back.
Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabang Jahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabang Jahe or Panah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sibalinen is percussion instruments which consist of five instruments and played by five person. The instruments are one Penaruni, two Penggual, and two Simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sibalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely Saruni as an aerophone, Gendang Indung as a membranophone, and Gendang Anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sibalinen, Rambutna 10-2.
Oh, 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 oh
Sadalanam consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kuchapi or long neck loop as a melody, keteng keteng as an ideal chordophone or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentang as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as sir jabatan, meaning on duty. Sir jabatan consists of players of saroni, gendang singanaki, gendang singindungi, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saroni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singindungi player is called pangua. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk arts. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow some name needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si nindungi, gendang singanaki, anganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
We'll be right back.
Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means White Rose. The White Rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening.